So next week, thousands of musicians and bands are going to be converging on Austin, Texas for one of the world's great music showcases. It's the South by Southwest Music Festival. And as always, NPR Music will be there to highlight some of the best, like this band from Brazil. That's the sound of Bisica 70. They are part of NPR Music's Austin 100. This is a hand-picked playlist of 100 acts that NPR Music thinks you should discover at South by Southwest, and it really gives us a glimpse into the world of music in the coming year. You can find the Austin 100 on our website beginning today, and the man behind the Austin 100 who does all the work to put it together is NPR Music's Stephen Thompson, who is here with me this morning. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, David.
So how much work is this?
It is weeks and weeks of work. I listened to about 1,400 songs, which span between 85 and 90 hours.
Some people out there are being like, gosh, I wish I had a job where I just had to listen to endless hours of music, but it is actually work. So what are you excited about on the list?
Well, I'm going to start with a singer, producer, and composer from Freiburg, Germany named Josen.
Like it. Kind of dreamy.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Josen is Arabella Rock. She is the daughter of a Korean opera singer and a German opera singer.
Nice.
She's classically trained. She mixes kind of dreamy neoclassical music with a lot of that haunting side of bands like Sigur Rós or Radiohead. And it's this mix of that kind of soft synthesizers with strings and effects, but above it all is that beautiful, radiant voice.
All right, what else have you brought us?
Something very different, some all caps rock and roll from
awesome.
From an LA band called Spanish Love Songs. Well, these are dark days when I'm staring at a mirror in the corner and I
see both sides of who I should be. Nice, different.
Different. This is a song called Sequels, Remakes, and Adaptations, and my saying that title is almost as long as the song itself.
Oh.
It is 2 minutes of kind of stormy, white-knuckle desperation. You hear that, the strain in that voice. You just picture like a sweaty dude with his foot kicked up on a monitor, just like roaring his head off with just like more words than he can spit out. But the song at the same time is just like, woo!
Yeah, totally. All right, we probably have time for one more, right?
All right, I've got a Nigerian-born South London rapper named Funmi Ohiosuma who records under the name Flohio. I don't fear no man, I walk right through the valley of hell and go ham. I've been putting my work on the line that mom don't see me on days that's relevant. Your flows can't compare it to mine, at my shows comes to the way we reckon it. Don't play no games, my G. I like that. You're really giving us a world tour here. Well, that's South by Southwest. I mean, there's music from all over the place. With Flohio, you get this kind of frenzied mashup of hip-hop, but also techno and the genre of electronic dance music called grime. But through the chaos of all these strange beats, you get this very intense and authoritative rapid-fire delivery from a rapper who is in complete control, even as the arrangements around her almost seem to just implode.
All right, so we just gave you a taste. You can find Stephen Thompson's list, Austin 100. These are the acts he thinks should be discovered at South by Southwest this year by going to our website, nprmusic.org. Stephen Thompson, have a great trip. Thanks so much.
Thank you, David. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out.